I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election a day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. U.S. news organizations have yet to project winners in six states: Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Projections on Wednesday put Biden as the winner in Michigan and Wisconsin, two states Trump won in the 2016 election. Biden could reach the 270 Electoral College vote threshold needed to win the election if he holds on to his leads in Arizona and Nevada. In the U.S. Electoral College system, the popular vote winner in each state, with two exceptions, Maine and Nebraska, receives all of that state's electoral votes, which are allocated on the basis of population. States do not declare a winner before all votes are counted, but news organizations project winners when they conclude there are not enough uncounted votes remaining to change the outcome. Trump, however, still has a path to victory if he can take back any of the states where Biden is leading. President is leading in other states that have not yet been called: Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. The Trump campaign said Wednesday it will request a vote count in Wisconsin, where Biden leads, and has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the count in Michigan, where Biden is also ahead. The immunity from criminal prosecution given to the ex-presidents of Russia could be extended to any offenses committed in their lifetimes, not merely while in office, under a bill submitted to Parliament on Thursday. The bill, published on a government website, is one of several being introduced following constitutional reforms that allow President Vladimir Putin to run again when his term ends in 2024. This is VOA News. The EU on Thursday.